It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, as she will twice a week now until the legislative session ends, we have Representative Christine Watkins with our legislative update. And last week we talked, they had just gotten things rolling and getting off the ground and getting moving up there. And this week they're hard at it. And we're going to talk more today about something that we talked about a little bit last week. And it's this Utah Fits All bill. It has to do with, paying for other kids' schooling that don't go to possibly public schools, and it's tied to a raise for educators, and we're going to talk about that with her today. Representative Watkins, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the time.
Well, thank you for having me.
So let's jump right into this, because I know we have a lot to talk about when it comes to this one, and it is the Utah Fits All bill. And so a quick overview for us, if you don't mind.
Okay, this bill, they did hook two things together, a scholarship program for students to go to private schools, homeschooling, micro schools, or there's a variety of things that if you think out of the box that would probably qualify, and they tied it together with a historic pay raise increase for teachers. And so it's this is normally something we would be talking about throughout the session and maybe vote on it the second to the last week or last week. Well, the first 4 days, the fourth day, we were voting on this because they dropped the bill Tuesday and went through committee, and they said, you better be studying up because we're going to have it on the board and vote on it Friday. And sure enough, they did. So I tell everybody, by the end of the session, it's going to be boring because we're dealing with all the hot topic bills right out of the gate.
Getting them out of the way first thing.
I guess, yes.
And as we talked about it a little last week, this was a bill that a lot of people were concerned and some people were downright upset with it, because they wanted to pass all of these provisions for homeschools and charter schools and private schools and everything. And that is the only way that the teachers were going to get this raise, this pay increase. And a lot of teachers felt like they were being held hostage a little bit, you were talking about.
Yes, they felt like it wasn't fair to put them together. But I will tell you, the governor even said, I will not sign this scholarship bill unless teachers get a substantial raise. They have to be there. And so they did put them together, and there were a lot of people that we worked really hard to defeat it last year, who, with some changes that we negotiated, we said, okay, we can do this, because we really wanted to reward our teachers. And like I said, this money goes directly to teachers, not administrators, not the classified staff. They'll have to be taken care of with the WPU money that we are also going to be giving to districts.
And so I guess at the end of the day, you said that as the bill sat, there were a lot of people that weren't happy with it, but there were still enough votes to pass it, but they still went through and made some provisions. Is that right?
Correct. Okay. In order to pick up some of the rest of us that were kind of on the fence, so to speak, we had three things that we negotiated and we got. And the first one is that there has to be some accountability. Each student has to make a portfolio and turn it in, or they request and take a norm reference test. We really are concerned that these students stay up with their peers in the rest of the public school system. And that number two, that a student can be dual enrolled. They can go to homeschool in the morning, and in the afternoon they've got some classes at the local middle school or high school that they want to take. So they only take half of the scholarship, but the student can be dual enrolled. And then the third one is we eliminated the automatic increase to the $42 million price tag. Not going to be automatically raised every year.
So those three things were enough to get it some extra votes and get it a little bit of extra push and get it out of the House and on the way to the Senate, correct?
Correct. We had a lot of people who, we have one legislator who is currently a teacher. We had a lot of us that are past, you know, retired teachers, and some other people that are in that world of education who said, okay, I can do this now.
So I guess at the end of the day, the question would be, is this something that's going to breeze through the Senate and is going to make it to Governor Cox's desk?
I believe so. It passed. The Senate committee yesterday, it had only two dissenting votes, and so I know it's going to pass the Senate. They already had the votes. I'm going to tell you, both the House and the Senate had already done what they needed to do to get the votes to pass it out. So by putting the two issues together, the governor said, he had indicated he would not veto it, he would sign it.
So, and I guess the question that I have is, since this kind of, I mean, yes, there were opposition on both sides of the bill, but since it kind of went through so smoothly and so quickly, is this because of the due diligence that has been done? Because this isn't necessarily the first time a bill like this has been proposed, right? Is that the correct word?
Correct. You know, it actually, something similar, and I don't remember all the details, in 2007. So it passed, and then they didn't have the numbers to stop a referendum. So we got the signatures. We put it on the ballot, and it passed. I mean, it was defeated in the sense that we were able to take it off the table. But we live in a different educational world and society today. We've gone through a great recession. We've gone through the pandemic, We all know we had the President of the United States call parents terrorists and want to send the FBI after them. And so we have a whole different climate. And there are a lot of people who just say, you know what, I'd rather teach my kids at home. And what I see personally, it starting to happen in our public schools is because we have all these rules we have to follow, that they become places where social statements are being made. You know, when you see kids get out of a car, and I have witnessed this, and they look like a cat because they've got these issues and they want to do this. And so a lot of people are saying, you know what, I don't want my kids around that kind of stuff. I want them to just to be educated.
Right. And so we've got that one. It seems like it's pretty well locked up and put to bed. And then later on in the week when we talk again, we're going to talk about some gender reassignment bills, things like that. But we also have the state flag that's coming up this week too, you said?
Yes. And it's gone through the Senate. It only has one more time to be heard on their floor. And, of course, I know it'll pass, and then it'll come over onto our side, go through committee, and be on the floor. So it was interesting to see the people that voted against it, even though it passed on the Senate side, were predominantly the rural senators. And I think that's kind of what will happen over on the legislative side, representative side, but we don't have very many rural legislators. And I've asked people to tell me how they think about this, and with the exception of one person, everyone has told me, we like our old flag, please don't take it away. So I will not vote for that bill, but I have a sneaky suspicion it just may pass.
All right, so we'll talk more about that on Thursday as well. Representative Watkins, thank you so much for taking out the time this morning. I'm going to let you go. You sound like you've got plenty of busy things to do this morning, so I'm going to let you go, all right?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Now, for more interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.